Here's an idea. Why not buy things like pickle juice and Bloody Mary mix from a radio show? What a country. Head to the stupid store at radradio.com.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
A lot of anticipation about the expansion of Rad TV this week. We will roll out all of the behind-the-scenes tours you've been requesting of the studios, the offices, the kitchen, the nap room, and more. We will also be unveiling the first three episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Yeah. Yay!
His new show that will continue to air regular episodes. Brandon and I have things like that are coming out. The podcast coming back. Dawn has two shows. One of them called Dawn's Kitchen.
No, it's Nana Dawn Steiner.
Whatever. It's about cooking. The other thing is the man-hating show.
It's not a man-hating show. It's the hen house. I'm sure there'll be episodes where we're dogging men.
Dawn, and she says we because she'll have other man-hating women on.
One at a time. I mean, there might be a group sesh.
Kelly wrote in and said, on Dawn's hen show, will Rob's wife Christina ever be a guest? I would love to hear Christina be a guest.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I would love to hear Christina bash men on said show. All of this is coming to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You got to be a member to enjoy it this week.
Pressure cooker. It's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker. It's a trivia game. Rad pressure.
We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. And if you're a ticket winner, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from Friday. One of you will be upgraded to front row tickets.
Oh, sick.
Caller 18 is Heather. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then you got to get four more to win. Pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say hen and then you say men, I have to take hen as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right, good luck.
True or false?
Thank you.
Shut up.
You're welcome.
You're interrupting like a woman.
Yeah. Woot, woot.
True or false? So far this year, Apple has sold more smartphones than any other manufacturer.
True.
Who was the original lead singer of Foreigner?
I don't know. Pass.
Emetophobia is the fear of what?
Pass.
What team do the Sacramento Kings play tonight?
Pass.
Atlanta has the busiest airport in the world. Which international city is second?
London.
It was confirmed yesterday that Robin Dixon was fired from the Real Housewives of where?
Salt Lake City.
All right, you got it in at the buzzer. Ugh. That was six questions.
You only need five.
Okay, let's see how she did with those three passes.
Oh, it's all right. Gosh, the pressure.
Yes, the pressure.
Or it's just not your question.
Having to pass. Right. It's just not your question. You're playing for tickets to see Foreigner.
Why would you know anything about them?
Yeah.
Where were they in there?
True or false? So far this year, Apple has sold more smartphones than any other manufacturer. She said that is true. That is false. Apple has lost its spot that it held for a whopping, year, as the largest smartphone seller in the world. iPhone sales were hit by increased competition from rival Android smartphone makers like Samsung, which took back the largest market share after losing it last year. Samsung launched something called the flagship Galaxy S24 this year and sold 60.1 million units in the first quarter of this year, more than any other manufacturer. Apple took the top spot for the first time last year. That was the first time ever that iPhone sales were number one, and now they're back to number two. And then came the Pass Fest. We asked who was the original lead singer of Foreigner, the band she's playing to win tickets for. She did not know.
Who?
I have no idea. They're old. I don't know.
I don't even know a name of somebody in there.
Lou Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Never even heard that name.
Yes, the Graham. You have. You've just forgotten it.
Lou, no.
Is he related to Bill Graham?
Not in any way.
Okay.
Lou Graham from 76 to 90 was the lead singer. Kelly Hansen is the current lead singer.
Was he the creator of Graham Crackers?
He was not, again, spelled differently.
Oh.
G-R-A-M-M. She passed on what the emetophobia is the fear of.
foreigners?
Emitting things?
The metaverse?
Fear, of course, Dawn thinks the fear of foreigners.
Because it's for foreigner tickets. So I thought
you
like that.
I like that.
Okay. Not your xenophobia.
No.
Very interesting.
Not xenophobic.
It's a very specific phobia that involves an extreme fear of vomiting, seeing vomit, watching other people vomit. You can spend a lot of your time, if you have it, worrying about vomiting. It can cause a big impact of your life. You won't eat, things like that.
So I hate vomiting. I dislike it. I don't ever want to do it, but this is an actual fear.
This is like
scared.
This is like, you know what, babe? I know we have dinner reservations. I don't feel great, and I'm afraid I might vomit. We're not going to dinner. It's crippling.
So this person would never vomit and then examine the vomit with their hands and go, wow, that oatmeal expanded quite a bit.
No.
Ew, okay. God,
no, that would be the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's not more of a, that's not a phobia. It's more of like a fetish slash obsession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with
a
it, my friend.
Mental illness.
I'm thinking of a new ASMR channel, like just playing with vomit, like just getting the sounds and watching it on your fingers. And
I just watched an episode of, I don't know when this show came out, but it went. I think it had 4 or 5, maybe 9 seasons. Who knows? It's called The Resident. It's a medical show like Grey's Anatomy, but they get very gory. You do not want to be eating while you're watching this.
Just as a trial for your idea, Brandon, is it ASMR?
ASMR, yeah.
Is it the sound of playing with vomit? Would this work?
Yeah, close.
We close. We're in the area to start.
There's a lot of dripping.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there as our first.
Oh, that's nice.
If you knew it's vomit, you know, do you have a? I don't know what that is.
I'm thinking maybe to add on to Brandon's ASMR podcast, if we do the sound of something being eaten alive by the vomit, because it has the stomach acid in there. You know how Coke can dissolve like nails and teeth if you put it in a cup.
Ew.
I wonder if we could put objects in the vomit and see how long it takes to disintegrate, and see if the mic picks it up.
Hmm. Ew. She passed. On what team do the Sacramento Kings play tonight?
The Warriors.
Yes. Okay. Golden State Warriors. It is at the Golden One Center in Sacramento. The loser is done for the season. The winner has one more chance to get into the actual playoffs.
Oh, so the Beam will have to retire.
Probably. I hope so.
It's a maybe.
For me, it's a hope so. The Kings, they need to stop. They're done. They had their chance this year. They need to rebuild.
That's okay. Electricity is pretty expensive these days.
At least on this one, she didn't pass, and she said a city. Atlanta has the busiest airport in the world. Which international city is second? So there's a hint right there, right? International city. She said London.
International.
Hong Kong?
Pyongyang?
That's a good one.
Hong Kong is not a city.
Oh, that's true. It's not, right?
Oh.
Singapore.
The number one airport for passenger volume remains Atlanta. It has been for two decades.
See, the international thing was messing me up. You're thinking you got to pick something
foreign.
In a foreign
you
because
do.
Foreigner.
And foreigner.
You do. That was in the question. Atlanta has the busiest airport in the world. Which international city is second? I'm now giving you the answer by saying.
Oh, right. Okay.
For two decades, Atlanta's Hartfield's Jackson International has had the most passengers, 147 million last year. In fact, the United States has 5 of the top 10 airports. Dallas is now 3rd, Denver 6th, LAX, and Chicago. But second on the list now is Dubai.
Damn. Okay.
They served 87 million passengers last year, an increase of 31%. That's in the United Arab Emirates, and it is the extravagant place to travel.
I just want to Google their airport and look at the images, because everything they do there is so fancy.
Dubai,
their airport is probably, you probably want to stay at the airport.
Yeah, Dubai is the international Las Vegas.
Wow.
And then at the buzzer, I said it was confirmed yesterday that Robin Dixon was fired from The Real Housewives of Where. At least she said a place that actually has its own show. She said Salt Lake City.
And that franchise is terrible. This is Potomac. Hello.
The Bravo Network is on a roll. They are firing people left and right. They are retooling so many of their housewife shows. Robin Dixon confirmed on her podcast yesterday she has been fired from The Real Housewives of Potomac. That show has also lost Candace. She announced her hiatus. She also announced that she's pregnant, so she may come back. Another member of that show has been fired as well. They fired a member of Beverly Hills yesterday as well. So all you broads.
She was new, too. That girl was only on for one season.
And annoying as hell.
Yeah.
Because I have to watch these shows because I'm married. In the end, congratulations to Heather. She joins the Wall of Shame by getting 0 right.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. pointing that out.
You did it.
Six questions, three wrong, and three passes. You have two more chances to win Foreigner tickets at 8 and 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.